Hello.
Good evening. My name is Oscar, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. And with which political party are you registered? A Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm somewhat likely to vote.
Sorry?
I'm somewhat likely to vote.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. What is your age?
78.
78?
78, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
No, I think they're going in the right direction.
The right direction?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Constitutional issues like guns and rights and the Second Amendment, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, economic issues like taxes and government spending, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights. So which of those ones are most important for you and your family right now?
Trump replacing Biden.
Okay, let me check here. So political issues like Donald Trump and that one, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, just loading. Okay, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So, Anthony Sabatini?
Don't know.
Never heard?
Never heard, don't know.
Okay, David Jordan?
Don't know.
Sorry, you said don't know?
That's right, don't know.
Okay, thank you. Nankov?
Don't know.
Adi Owens?
Don't know.
Mike Levine?
Yes, I know him. I think he's a Democrat, isn't he?
Sorry, I can barely hear you right now.
I said Mike Levine is a Democrat, is he not?
Okay, so in this case, Mike Levine, your opinion about this person is favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay, Kate Farner?
Don't know.
Okay, Donald Trump?
Sure, very favorable.
Very favorable?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Kerry Baker?
Don't know.
Okay, Mark Jordan?
Don't know.
And Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Very favorable?
Very favorable, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August the 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Levine, Adi Owens, Nan Cobb, or Kate Farner?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards these ones that I just mentioned?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Gotten worse?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? The first one say bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. And the second one says bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. So with which one you are more agree? The first one or?
Last one.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has served a severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. And the second one says, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. And the last one, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November.
Number two,
thank you. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of the tax collector, David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The first one says this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions, and he's been sued for this. And the last one says Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just feel as a Republican and pay the fee, the two of them would have faced off in primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. So which one you agree more? The first
not
one
Baker,
or
no. The first one, not Baker.
Okay, thank you. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first statement says a candidate who has served on the Elsie City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community. So you are more likely in this case, or less likely?
I don't know, sir.
Well, based on the statement?
Well, less likely. How's that?
Okay, that would be somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a college and refusing to pay for items purchased? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
If you want, I can repeat. Basically, I tell you the statements, and after I read you each statement, you have to tell me that if the statement makes you more likely to vote or less likely.
Okay.
So in this case, a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a college and refusing to pay for items purchased. So you are more likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Okay, that'll be somewhat or much less?
Much less.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years?
More likely.
Somewhat or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who is a 35 years resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican?
Most likely.
Somewhat or more, much?
Much likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Less. Somewhat, I guess, of that.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who says they are seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Less. Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for Sheriff Peyton Greenell and Gary Borders?
More likely.
Somewhat or much?
Much.
Thank you. And a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums?
Less likely.
Somewhat more likely or much?
Somewhat.
Okay. A candidate who supports term limits for members in Congress, of Congress, sorry?
Don't know.
Don't know?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who only recently became a Republican didn't vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and didn't support President Trump in the primary?
Less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Okay, we're almost done here. Thank you so much for your time. And a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant?
Less likely.
Somewhat or much?
Somewhat.
Okay, a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants?
Somewhat.
More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars?
Less likely.
Much or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, and the last one says a candidate who is endorsed by a group that has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats?
Somewhat.
Somewhat less likely or more likely?
Less likely.
Okay, thank you so much. In this case, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
4 years of college.
I'm sorry?
4 years of college, a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay, thank you so much. Just loading. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-choice.
Pro-choice. Somewhat pro-choice or strongly pro-choice?
Strong pro-choice.
Strongly.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey, so thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.